Sunday evening at 7, Maya Angelou will be speaking in the IU Auditorium. It's one of the signature events of Indiana University's 25th Annual Arts Week. The free tickets for the event were available beginning at 10 Monday the 23rd. By early the next day, signs went up saying all 3,300 tickets were gone. Maya Angelou, thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Walker.
Now, you've been described by a thoughtful critic as a quintessential artist, and he went on to describe you in five areas: poet, historian, author, civil rights activist, and playwright. And when you speak to the audience Sunday evening, will you be focusing on one of the special parts of your work?
Well, maybe on others that he didn't mention. Yes, I do those things. I compose. I just finished a piece for the Abraham Lincoln Memorial. I'm writing it with Michael Feinstein. You know, I think we have I'm going to try to remember to say this on Sunday night. I think we have ill-treated our children and ourselves because we have this quickness to say, don't be a jack of all trades, you'll be a master of none. I think you can be a master and mistress of everything. Best that you can be. In competition with no one else, I think if you approach an art form with respect, study it, give yourself to it, I think you can be good. You may not become great, but you can become good in your field.
The theme of this year's Arts Week is politics and the arts.
Yes.
As a person who's been very involved with both, is there a key thing that you think the arts can bring to politics?
Yes, absolutely. It is first, the artist, at his best, at her best, is respectful. Certainly respectful of his, her art form. Else you can't become great. There's no chance. I mean, you can become okie dokie. I think that the artist offers to the politician a chance to be respectful. The politician needs to be respectful of her, his constituents, respectful of her, his power, respectful of the needs of his constituents and the needs of the time in which he lives, in which she lives. Art, the artist offers that understanding, that insight. The artist says, I don't have to ask, am I my brother's keeper? I'm him. I'm my sister's keeper. I'm her. And if that's not true, I don't know what I'm doing.
So the artist, in speaking in a true fashion and in speaking in really, I think the word you used was a respectful fashion, really does bring something special.
Yes.
As you look at the present with the challenges facing America, what do you think the greatest challenge is?
Oh, I can't say. The challenges are so great. We have to get the economy stable. We have to do that. People who are hungry can't think. You know, I mean, we want fellow citizens to think and think well and think clearly. Well, people who have no place to sleep don't want to talk about fair play and racism and sexism. They just like to have some grits on the table, please. You see? But then I'm going to be writing about love and laughter and what's coming hereafter and all of that.
You talked a little bit about the challenge. What do you think is our greatest resource?
Ourselves. The human spirit and the American insouciance. The American sassiness. Yes. The human spirit and the American sassiness are our greatest resources.
Sunday evening at 7, Maya Angelou will be speaking in the IU Auditorium. It's one of the signature events of Indiana University's 25th Annual Arts Week.